places that we'd rather be. And dreaming of people that we'd rather be with. You asked what I could see. Looks like a mirror to me. That they were ever made. We're gonna start working on recording a new album. So we've lived with a lot of these songs for a while. Some of them we have recorded, and you can find those on all the services we listed before. And I also think they're all on Napster too. Napster's legit now, and they're on it. So I think that we're really looking to try to support the return of Napster. So please visit Napster, stream, download it. I don't even know what Napster does with the songs now.
If you've like time traveled to 2001 and you're looking for our entire repertoire of work, we're there.
We're on Napster. So we're gonna start recording a new record next. This is kind of an old song, but we decided that maybe this will go on that one. This one's called Blind Daggers. It's about millennials being on phones all the time. Disconnect me from my own words. Resurrect me on the screen until they become so run together that you can barely tell what I mean. There will come a glorious day when we will all be turning in our tongues. Not enough air to fill our lungs. And on the day there will be streamers, parades, ticker tape and more. And I'll be playing Blind Daggers on the kitchen floor. I could Once again, we are the only humans coming to you live from WMFO Radio.
WMFO.
Wait, what did I say? I read it. I just read it off the thing. What did I say?
Emphasis. Just emphasize.
Oh, emphasis. Sorry. Okay, I said it wrong the first time, and now I'm self-conscious, but I write it, I think, this time. This is On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM. This next song is off of our first record, which is technically our only record. But, you know, in case we ever use this cut later on, we can be like, this is off our first record, just so people, you know, have context, so we don't just say our only record. Because I think one day we'll have two. Yeah, that's all you need to know about it. Leave this way. The stars are blown across the sky like trash cans on a windy day, and the gas is running low. Gets out of hand. Dashboard lights, and you're calmer than before. And you said that I could leave if I wanted to, but that doesn't make sense to me anymore. I'd rather run like a dying sun, eager to collapse. I'd rather let the bloodhounds think we're headed straight into their traps, but they won't. You can count me in. We'll be right back. those who are curious, that is the best that song has ever sounded on the drums tonight. Drumming for the only humans is Lils Martin. Oh, I forgot there's no clap. That's fine. We got a Jeb Bush thing going.
Please clap.
The rest of my band, you might have heard me shout in the middle of the song. We've got on Crazy on the violin, we've got Neil Morrissey. On the bass guitar now, formerly of the violin, we have Renee Gauthier. And all the way down there, once again, you can't see, so I don't know why I'm giving you directions. We have formerly on the bass, now on the electric guitar, shredding it up, giving our sound a little thickness that it's been missing, is Kyle Rossi. This is going to be our last song for the evening. This is the first song I think I ever played on a stage. We haven't recorded it yet. It's about when people just, they get so attached to the idea of somebody, and their friends kind of feel like they need to do an intervention. Like there's something, they're like, you are going to disappear down this wormhole, down this rabbit hole of a person, and we need to stop this. And you say, you know what? I'm okay with the rabbit hole. I'm gonna go see where that leads. And it's also about cartoons. This is our last song of the evening. Once again, thank you, WMFO, for having us on The Town with Mikey D. It hit me like an anvil. Old cartoon, one where everybody gets hurt but nobody dies, and my teeth were piano keys. There are birds around my head. It was getting hard to see straight with all these pointed yellow stars. And it hit me like a train in a cartoon written before I was born, that I only know 'cause I wake up every day at 5 a.m. My body's trying to tell me there's something missing from my bed, but my brain ignores it. I get up and I watch cartoons instead. And it hit me the first time you walked into the room, wearing that short silver dress and that Golden Age movie star grin. And it was clear to see there was nothing good you could do for me. You can tell by the way I hit the ground with my chin. Thank you.
The only humans. Joyful yelling. There are a few things I like more than joyful yelling. And for the record, there was applause. It was just over here in Studio A, so you couldn't hear me over in Studio D. And yeah, I did climb up on top of an ergonomic chair so I could watch Lil's play drums because yeah, that was pretty great. Gosh darn it. The only humans. And if you're very, very good, they just might come and join us in Studio A for a little chit-chat, little chin-wag. Tell us a little bit about themselves, where you can get your hot little hands on their album so far. And where you can see them live and all the rest of it, how you can find them on the internet and all that kind of thing. Hey, you might be in a band, you might be an artist, you might want to send us music. Did you know that you can do that? You can. You can send it to WMFO, attention Joel Simkes, that's S-I-M-C-H-E-S, P.O. Box 65 in Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. And if you're really sweet, you might put a little post-it on there and mention a DJ and say, hey, DJ, you want to play this? There's a little pink post-it with my name on it on this one. So gosh darn it, Scott Damgard, I'm very excited. This is a brand new album from Scott Damgard. The album is called Hiding Out on Titan. The album art, you gotta buy it to see it. And the song is She Left Me for a Robot. Now that's a heartbreaker. Let's hum along with Scott.
Kenny brought her new machine home from the laboratory. I was shocked to see just how much it looked like me. While I was watching football, it was cooking her escargot. And then I walked into the kitchen. Little did I know, she left me for a robot. You know she's got it by remote control. She left me for a robot. It doesn't even have a soul. Its red eyes glow. She left me for a robot. But if it loves you, would you let me know? It started doing things for her that I couldn't do. Told the best jokes, read her books, did her laundry too. Voice and it carried out her every command. It was reciting her poetry when I caught them holding hands. She left me for a robot. Am I living in the twilight zone? She left me for a robot. Whatever happened to flesh and bone? It's just a hunk of metal Romeo. She left me for a robot. But if it loves you, would you let me know? From a road.
slipping in bridges, making my knees sweat. We'll be right back.
is as they come.
Reckless right there from Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys. That's their first EP or mega single with three tracks on it. Before that, Sister and their first single. That song is Hawk Sex. In case you weren't sure what the lyric was, it was Hawk Sex. And we started things off there with Scott Damgard. She Left Me for a Robot off his new album, Hiding Out on Titan. Not a Titan, but Titan, which I believe is one of the moons of a planet somewhere. I'm joined here in the studio now by the only humans. Hello, the only humans.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Hello, hello, hello. I enjoyed very much your joyful shouting and other musicality. Would you mind terribly going around just... Since folks out in Radio Land will have just the sound of your voice, just introduce yourself however you would like to. People sometimes prefer assumed names, stage names, role names, instrument, or what you bring to the band. That can be a sarcastic or a serious answer. Yes, and if there are other projects that you're involved in that you'd like to mention, then now might be the time. How is that?
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll start things off. My name's Neil Morrissey. I play the violin for the band. I sing when I have to. It's all right. And that's what I bring in the Only Humans. And I'm, just here until another band offers me more money. You know what I mean? Just gonna be real. That was a joke, obviously.
No, that's fine. It's just, for those of you who heard Neil's violin playing, he charges upwards of $1 for a lifetime.
Well, that'll beat this band.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is all you need to get him in your band.
Some snacks.
Oh, no, I've given you a lot of snacks. Come
yeah,
on.
So many snacks.
My name is Tim. Tim Howd, H-O-W-D. I write the songs for the band. I play the, normally it's a 6-string guitar. Tonight, most of it was 5-string guitar. I play the rhythm guitar, and I guess if you are not able to distinguish this much, if you heard, I also am the singer, the lead singer. I'm one of the singers. There's multiple.
Hi, I'm Kyle Rossi. I'm actually the newest member of the band, and I just joined this summer. Tim and I had a bit of a reunion from our old band in college. I do guitars in the band and bass on some of the songs and even vocals from time to time. And interestingly enough, I'm a neurologist as my side job.
Yeah.
this is a real deal. Though.
He's given up that crazy dream of being a doctor for a much more realistic musician.
Right? More reasonable. Steady income there.
And I'm Renee. I play violin and I play the bass in the band, and I also do some of the singing and the backup vocals. I think that pretty much sums it up for me.
Nice. Yeah, that's everyone.
Excellent. I'm noticing, for people who are not here in person, I'm noticing a little bit of a kitty cat theme in the t-shirts. I don't know if that was on purpose the David Meowie, which is adorable, too. Thank you.
Tim and Renee are cat people.
And Renee, I appreciate that your name is French and your cat, in fact, has a French chapeau and mustache, which is delightful. So thank you for that very much.
Thank you.
Now, The Only Humans, you mentioned that you have a first album. I imagine that people can obtain that online as well as in person?
Yeah, not in person yet. We're actually on the very cusp of in person.
Ooh.
In person was delayed for a little bit, but certainly online. It's on, if you heard, we're definitely on Napster. And all the hits. Deezer in Europe, we're there. Those are the only two I know for sure. But we
iTunes, Spotify.
Well, those are some of the more underground platforms. You got to really
do
some digging.
For those of you in the know.
But the name of our album, if you search The Only Humans, you'll most likely find us or that song that goes, I'm Only Human. But
two of those that are really popular right now.
There are two.
The past 5 years.
Okay, yeah. So you'll have to dig deep. but our album name is Oh God, colon comma, or The Unfortunate Lens of Happiness. You do have to write the whole thing or you'll get none of it. No, you can usually get away with just Oh God, but I couldn't decide on a title. So those are on every major platform. Amazon Music, it's on iTunes, it's on Spotify, and it's on Bandcamp. And you can get it any one of those platforms that's your most preferred.
Enjoyed that answer very much. Thank you. Did I notice a certain lyrical motif returning of getting lost down wormholes or being led down the garden path, as it were?
Yeah, no, that's definitely there's a lot of that. I think that you know, this sounds like a very canned response, but you get into a bad mood, so you get it out of the way, hopefully by writing it into a song. And I guess I listen to a lot of kind of the whole Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen thing. So you kind of, everything's got to be a mystic journey. Every car ride is this disappearance into the self or whatever. And it's like, you know, it happened. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it means anything.
I accidentally cheated and listened to a podcast in which you participated, podcast called Jukebox Zeros, and you were talking about Leonard Cohen, and so I accidentally ahead of time.
You definitely have some unfair context,
yeah.
Real quick,
very rude of me.
Jukebox Zeros, that podcast that is hosted and created by our drummer, who is also here with us, who didn't introduce themselves. It's Lils Martin. But I need two mics because I have that big of an ego. So two mics for me, none for anyone else.
And so it goes. Now, can people see you in person? Is there a mysterious cloak around you, perhaps an invisibility cloak? Or
no,
are there
actually,
shows that are happening?
Actually, we are very visible. And one thing that I noticed was we're a band that wears shirts, ties, and vests always.
Very rock and roll.
You'll never see us without that. And we're like, we're in a radio station. No one's going to know. And then you blew our cover.
I'm very sorry, admitting to the world that we're wearing
t-shirts.
But they're kitty cat t-shirts.
Yeah.
I should have cleared that question beforehand with your publicist.
No, that's fine. For all those listening, we are always wearing the kitty cat t-shirts, but it's under the rest of the garb. So upcoming, we play a lot around the Lowell area. So we have two shows in Lowell. We have one show on March 24th,
right.
And we have another show with on same place. It's called Uncharted Art Gallery in Lowell. We are playing there on March 24th, first time on their brand new stage, actual stage.
They have a stage now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a brand new stage. The stage dives that I am usually unsuccessful at executing because the floor is the closest thing to catch me will now just be a further fall to the floor.
Yeah, even more unsuccessful.
Further injuries.
And then April 13th, we have another show there. That's going to be great for us. We're playing with a band called No Hugs. And we're going to be joined by a keyboardist that night. I've got a bit of an Arcade Fire / Dave Matthews thing where I can get away with being the least talented member of the band if I surround myself with more and more musicians. Sorry, Dave Matthews, you're very good.
That was astutely handled. I like that. For folks who haven't been to Uncharted before, it is a venue. It is in Lowell. It is great. It's sort of a combination art gallery focused on either a few artists or one artist, but usually there's a theme there. They have pizza and they can offer you beverages of a variety, and they have live music. So what's not to love about Uncharted? Where can people, is there a specific, is Facebook the place where you want people to find you? Is it Instagrams?
I'm looking because
I realized... Is it Napster?
No, Napster is my number one, but I've talked a lot. I want to make sure that the people who know how to use the internet answer this question for me.
Internet experts.
Facebook is probably one of the best places to get like up-to-date information on where we're going to be for shows. In terms of Instagram, we're trying really hard to up kind of the amount of posts there. We're trying to make ourselves more photogenic so that we're worthy of the Instagram. So Instagram, we're definitely up there. Twitter, if you want to see what we thought 3 years ago, because we haven't been great about that one, but we're getting back on the Twitter train. Facebook is definitely the place for up-to-date show information, and a website to come really soon as well. So...
Groovy. Yeah. And I appreciate you saying what you thought 3 years ago on Twitter, because it reminded me, a question I wanted to ask is, you were talking about this is an old song, this is a newer song, there is an album, and just in the context of things, I could, from the sound of how you all hang together, and I know that Lils is generally not always your drummer, but it sounded like you guys have always played together. So I'm curious about how the organism that is The Only Humans came into being.
So as the newest member of the band, I think I'm probably the best equipped to answer this question.
Yay!
Because there was a test before I joined. And believe it or not, there have actually been 43 members of The Only Humans before me, and it's down to 5. So this is the result of a long, drawn-out battle, if you will.
It sounds like a cruel culling.
Yeah, no, it's...
From 43 drummers. People it's down to... Oh.
Mostly the drummers, so...
Oh.
You know,
well, it's like
Spinal Tap.
The more people that you try out for your band, it's just, we know we're delivering a superior product to the people by having, you know, like we've had test retest values, and this is just the one that works the most. The lineup, yeah, it's a business.
Yeah.
We're very. There's a band. A little before my time, called Kiss. They were very...
I love Kiss.
They're very business-minded, and I subscribe to the Kiss model, which is, if you're not cutting it, everybody who hits the age of 32, which is coming up for some of us, we will be out, and that's fine, because the model is we keep them young, keep them fresh for the kids. That's what we're here to do.
And the full face of makeup, is that also part of the stage act?
You know, this is something that... Here we go. I'm getting into it now. When I run sometimes, and if I'm listening to demos of my songs or songs I wish I had written, I definitely envision a world in which I've got a kind of bleach blonde hair, more bleach blonde than it is right now, and just like, you know, dark eyeshadow, definitely a lot of black lipstick. Mm-hmm. So I really like... the looks you're going to see from from them sitting around me, I haven't appraised them of the plans yet. But once we start cashing in, they won't have a choice. So
now as you were talking, at first I was like, oh, he's definitely Team Paul. But the more you talked, are you Team Gene?
Gene Simmons is... You know what? I'm going to recuse myself because in case Gene's listening, I don't want to I don't want to offend him, but. My opinion of Gene is that he could possibly be listening to the show right now. Like, that's what I That's what I think that he's got to do with his time.
So can I take that as a fellow member of Team Paul?
Yes.
Is that okay?
You may.
Just making sure.
I actually, it is interesting because I actually do take it as a high compliment that you think that we sound tight together as a band.
Purely by accident.
It is purely by accident. This is the longest iteration of the band, but it's actually had multiple iterations. When it started, it was me and another person, just the two of us, just a duo, and a step sequencer for drums. You can't find that one anymore. But then Kyle's not far off the mark with the amount of people that we've had in the band.
It might have been 40. One.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I'm definitely going for the most elaborate Wikipedia timetable graph that shows the length of time
associated acts include.
But just for the briefest rundown, the most senior members of the band are Neil and Renee joined on the same day, and then Kyle joined us last year. Kyle was in my college band, Bent Fork. Find us on MySpace. And Lils sits in with us like almost all the time. And it makes it harder to look for a drummer like that will skip surprise party shows when this drummer is literally the best one that has played with us yet. So
I did climb up on one of these ergonomic chairs to watch Lils play drums. I will admit to that. I think you might have clocked me doing that at a certain point, and that's when I fell. But I'm fine. And you know, I feel like injuries and The Only Humans, it sounds a little bit like from your stage diving antics, those are things that go together. There is a doctor in the house, so that's comforting.
On the really good shows, my fingers bleed on my right hand because I'm strumming really fast.
Neil's been known to snap a couple strings, too, and the eyes have been on
the chopping
block. I wear
safety goggles. You can't tell at home.
Safety goggles.
Yeah. I love the mental image here of like the full suit, safety goggles, disguising the black lipstick and the... Mm-hmm.
This is a serious band.
I'm into it. I'm into it. I wish you could see the steely gaze right now. We are a serious band. Believe them. So I just want to confirm your next show is coming up on, is it Sunday the 24th?
It is Sunday the 24th. There is another one on Sunday the 17th. That's me, Neil, and Renee. We're playing all Irish tunes just because we have this thing where if you go around like this area and someone sees you with a violin, they're like, oh, you must play Irish songs. So we want to be indignant about it, but we're like, we do, we play a lot of them and we're not bad, so we're gonna do that for you. So we are playing at Gallery Z, which is another art gallery on Market Street in Lowell that also hosts music. There's a lot of those, I guess. Cool. That's on this Sunday, but The shows to catch Lils and Kyle and the rock and roll and a leave with an eye patch because Neil's violin string snaps and slices out an eye. Those will be March 24th at Uncharted and April 13th at Uncharted.
Beautiful. Excellent. I'm excited. Thank you so much for coming in. I'm really pleased that you did.
Thanks for having us.
The Only Humans. I will say that a very brief search, if you're looking for that Facebook page that Renee was letting you know, that's the best way to find out what's going on with The Only Humans. Type in The Only Humans and you're going to find The Only Humans. So do that. Purchase their music. Go to see them. Again, Sunday the 24th. Of March, they're going to be at Uncharted. If you haven't seen a show at Uncharted yet, get yourself there because it's a fabulous, delightful, charming little place. And they have a stage now. So what's not to love?
Right. I know. I'm pumped for the stage.
I'm pumped for the pizza.
Yeah. You should be. Yeah. The Only Humans. Thank you very much for joining us on WMFO.
Thank you so much for having us. This is, oh, by the way, for all those who are curious,
that totally didn't happen. Everything's fine.
The doctor requires a doctor, so that's the issue. For all of those who are curious, who haven't been able to participate or listen to this before, On the Town with Mikey D has been the best, most professional music experience that we've
for real
ever had. So thank you so much for having us on the show. This is so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you
please come back whenever We'd love to have you back.
Next time, there will only be Renee, and we'll all have been gone.
I like that survival of the youngest and most made up, I suppose. and I suppose fittingly, not on purpose, this next song is by a band called The Floating Heads, and the song is Beautiful Girls.
Sleeper. Truth Commission. 'Cause when the scales fell from their eyes, what you call real life is just some apparition. When you're asleep, can't tell no.
Dreamer from Mount Peru off their album Good Morning Midnight, which it nearly is. Floating Heads before that, Beautiful Girls off their EP Aquamarine. Coming up shortly, it's going to be midnight. It's going to be time for this show to end. And as much as it breaks my little heart, I'll have to say goodbye to you again for another few weeks. But you know, the show On the Town with Mikey D, which has been broadcasting now for 30 years this year. As of this year, it has been 30 years. We'll be back again next week. I won't be here, but someone else will. It's coming up on midnight. I have time for one more song. But first, I wanted to share with you something that's happening this Saturday night. It's a Balkan music night. It's Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoire of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. The 34th annual Balkan music night will be held on March 16th. That's Saturday, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Hungary, Macedonia, Serbia, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at 51 Walden in Concord, Mass. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. And right up here, we're going to end the show this week with a song from Parks. It's called Sweater Weather. And aren't we glad that we're slowly moving back towards sweater weather and out of the frozen tundra.